This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Credit scores have a lot of sway in our economic lives, determining not just if you can get a loan and how much interest you'll have to pay, but sometimes even our job prospects or whether we can rent an apartment. And in New York City recently, some landlords have started reporting rent payments to credit bureaus, which for tenants can have a big effect on their credit scores and their financial fates. Cleo Chang wrote about it at Curbed. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Landlords have had the option to report this information for a long time. Why are they just doing it now?
Yeah, so I asked some of the people who work in the housing and consumer advocate space, and they're saying that they're definitely seeing an increase. They've always been able to do this, but part of it is because of in 2019, there were stronger rent laws passed in New York that made tenant protection stronger, made it harder for landlords to deregulate apartments. At the same time, in 2020, we obviously had COVID and there was an eviction moratorium in New York. So that sort of held up courts for a long time. Tenants couldn't be evicted. I think in sort of response to that, they got a little desperate and were looking for new ways to basically pressure or harass tenants to make them pay their rent. So this was one of the tactics that they have been picking up on and sort of, I assume, sharing among themselves and we're seeing more of.
To talk about what this means for tenants, I wonder if you could talk about Deborah, a woman you spoke to, and what it has meant for her to have this information reported to the credit bureaus.
Yeah, so Deborah is a tenant in a Harlem six-story building, and she was having trouble, as other tenants were in their building, with a lot of issues they had with their landlord, maintenance stuff. The elevators weren't working. You know, she would tell me about rats in the walls, just some bad apartment conditions, basically. So her and a few other tenants in the building were withholding their rent to pressure their landlord. And yeah, she said that recently, this over the summer, she got an email from her landlord, as well as other tenants did, that said that they were going to enroll them in a new program where they were going to report their rent to the credit bureaus. And, she's saying that her credit is now getting tanked.
Yeah, so what does it mean for a tenant if their credit score is negatively impacted? Could it affect their ability to rent in the future?
Yeah, definitely. And, I'm sure you're aware of, credit scores run so much of how we live in this country. So for someone like Deborah, for other tenants in the building, it affects whether they can get a loan for a car, whether they can get a mortgage. But the interesting thing is that it also affects whether you can rent in a new place, right? One of the biggest things that landlords look at when they're deciding whether or not to rent to a tenant is their credit score. So if your credit score is affected negatively because of a dispute that you're having with your current landlord and they're reporting your late rent or missed rent, even if it's for a totally legal reason, then that might affect your ability to move out of that place, get a new apartment, because, landlords are going to be looking at your credit score. And it's sort of this like savvy way to basically soft blacklist tenants from getting apartments.
So I've been covering housing for several years and I've talked to a lot of property owners. During the pandemic, many of them felt they were unable to evict tenants who were not paying rent and had little recourse. So I wonder, on their side, if there's a reason they're turning to this other sort of collection tool, basically a threat of hurting someone's credit score.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier than going to court, for sure. It's something you can do right away. I think there's a fee that they do have to pay to these agencies to report this stuff. But if you can sort of negatively affect your tenant's credit score immediately, by reporting this, then that's a lot quicker a way of sort of getting, maybe pressuring and getting what you need then, or what you want then, going through other avenues.
On the flip side, paying the rent on time can help build credit. And some consumer advocates have been pushing the credit bureaus to use this information to help people build good credit who might not otherwise have a chance to do that. Are landlords reporting regular payments? And do we see this actually helping people occasionally?
I think that landlords, I can't speak for all of them. It really depends. I think that some of them are probably reporting on-time payments. And for some people who are underbanked, this might be one of the few ways they can build credit. But I think what's often not being said in these notices or enrolling these programs is that, you know, there's no opt-in or opt-out option for tenants if they want to do it, if they don't want to do it. And so, you know, the advocates I spoke to, the lawyers I spoke to said that, you know, at the minimum, tenants should be able to choose whether or not they want their payments reported, and it should be shouldn't be an involuntary thing.
All right. Well, Cleo Chang wrote about this at Curbed. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.